Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, radio show ministry hosted by Stan Wadsworth. The show is an opportunity to study God's Word together through careful inspection and wholesome dialogue. Whether calling in or in listening, we welcome our listeners to prepare their hearts and minds for learning that is for living, according to God's Word. Now let's hear from our host. Welcome to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, radio show ministry hosted by Stan.
We had a little technicality there. Pardon that, listeners. Welcome back. Welcome back to Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth. I haven't been on for quite some time, and that's because I have some new projects, some new ministry directions, and that I'd like to share with you. That's why I came back on. I know this is a little spontaneous and not according to any particular schedule, but I just needed to get this out and to allow my listeners to be able to find out where we're going, my producers and myself, and what type of ministries God is leading us into, and how you can be a part of that and help to support. Spirit and in Truth Social Ministry is a ministry that we've started, a YouTube ministry. It, just like Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, will sit under a parent ministry, which is called Renaissance Man Ministry. I actually mentioned that in the intro information on the website. So Renaissance Man Ministry would be the parent, and that the Spirit and in Truth Social Ministry would be the YouTube ministry, and associated with that would be other ministries that, such as the Twitter ministry and the website, which again would all sit up under the umbrella of the Renaissance Man Ministry. So, I guess you're wondering, you know, what this is all about. Well, how this all came about is because, as many of you know that know me, or even know of my ministry trail, know that I have inquiry. I'm curious about the things of God. I am a godly man. I do live a godly life as best I can. And I have faith. I have faith in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, as God as His Father, and as the Holy Spirit is my witness. But there's questions. I've had personal questions and questions that I hear from others. And these questions aren't necessarily questions of my particular faith, but questions about all of the diversity and the prejudices and hatreds that are involved in the ignorance of people that aren't aware of other people's faiths. And in other words, when I say faith here, I mean, you know, what they believe in and how that manifests in their day-to-day lives. Now, just like anyone else, I know that there are rogue beliefs, i.e. faiths, where people that run planes into buildings and kill unmercifully people of other faiths that are not their own. We're not talking about that. And because even anyone that that honors and worships a God, regardless of what you call him, he's always, the common denominator I found has always been, it's a God of love and a God of goodness. So we're not talking about those. We're talking about those people that have that gentle, that loving God, but yet and still have differences of faith, and people are prejudiced against those various manifestations of people's faith because of ignorance. So so what is the truth? Most people do agree that there is a God, and so the purpose of this ministry is to give individuals an opportunity to share their faith. And for us here to create a platform to explain to the world how and why you have the faith you do. I felt like the need stemmed from, well, at least in my mind, was to create a platform for this kind of collaborative ministry that reaches people of diverse groups. It reaches beyond our day-to-day sphere of reach and influence. Collaborative is the operative word here. This ministry is being designed to encourage and receive the interaction and input of a diverse group of people, a widespread group of people of various faiths. What we hope to accomplish here, which I'm hoping it would be an admirable accomplishment, or people would view it as such anyway, is sharing the experiences that broaden the horizons and minimize prejudices that are born from thinking that one religion is superior to another, when the true God is the focus. Religion has almost become a bad byword these days, a word that people are not taking too kindly to, and as they should not, because the focus is not on the dynamics of how people worship. It's on the reality of who they worship. And so that's what our focus will be here, is to allow individuals of various faiths to explain who they worship, and then using these technological mediums to maybe delve off into, peek off into how they worship. And maybe that will alleviate some of the prejudices of the world against people of various faiths. This ministry is a concept experiment. It's an experiment to use technology to our advantage to enhance and to explore spiritual information through media. Maybe you will have an opportunity on this platform to share ideologies, worldviews, personal experiences, past and present. As with the Spirit and Truth Social, YouTube would give the experiment an opportunity to produce diversified content with a creative approach and hopefully some information that can have a life application. Media technology itself is a venue that can be used, such as reality TV shows, allowing us to peek into the lives of others in various parts of the world and see how they live a faithful life, or group discussions among people in various parts of the world where we can actually get an opportunity not only to hear but to see, as we've brought together groups of people from various parts of the world, which we can do through technology. To discuss their various faiths, to recorded documentaries. The media also allows us to do recorded documentaries of how people of various faiths really worship and live in their day-to-day lives, as opposed to what we've subjectively concocted in our minds. This is a collaborative effort, and it'll evolve more and more so into that as we work it out. This is a concept that's not totally been thought out yet. We welcome the suggestions as things, you know, develop. We welcome the suggestions of anybody that may have any kind of creative suggestions or constructive suggestions. What will happen is that as it's developing, it'll be developed in real time, and that we want our viewers and subscribers to join in and to help us to think through it so that we can best serve the people. Because above and beyond anything else, this ministry is a service. It's a service to mankind in general, not just to a particular type of religion or particular group of people, but to mankind in general. Video and audio content that addresses and supports this cause will be allowed and encouraged to be uploaded on either YouTube, to be dispersed on Twitter, to be Instagram, whether you have pictures or links or to things that you'd like people to look at, video content that you might want to send through Instagram or Twitter, socially through especially through YouTube, the website where you'll be able to upload your content, your video or written blog or a vlog that you may have. If you wanted to allow us to delve off into your your personal life as you live out your faith. All of these type of things will be welcomed and will be encouraged and be allowed to be uploaded on these various sites upon approval, especially on the website, by the ministry producers. We certainly don't want to allow any content that is not conducive to positive thinking. We will not tolerate any bashing. We will not tolerate any prejudice. We will not tolerate anything that is counterproductive to the peace and the love that we believe that any true and loving God represents. So as a result, your content that you try to put up on the website, you'll be allowed to put the content there, but it'll be uploaded upon permission from to give us 24 to 48 hours to review and to upload your content, and then we could take it from there. There'll certainly be areas of group comments, discussions. We're going to initiate chat rooms if people wanted to chat in real time, and try to establish the Facebook page, the Spirit and Truth Facebook page, social. It's Spirit and Truth Social. Try to create an interactive reaction on the Facebook pages as well. Keep in mind, it's Spirit and Truth with the and sign, social is the key word. Because if you just Google Spirit and in Truth, a gazillion things are going to come up. But I think that if you do Facebook and Spirit and in Truth Social, it said that that was the only title out there, only name of any ministry out there like that, so it should come up. Should you have any problems, you can always email me at info@renaissancemanministry.com. That's RENAISSANCE, man, MAN, ministry, MINISTRY.com. You can send any of your concerns. If you can't find something or you can't, you have something you want to share or say, just through that that medium, that email medium, feel free. That's a Renaissance Man Ministry the email address. So surely feel free to use that. And for those that are here in the United States, I'm just going to give you this number. It's not my primary number, but it's a Google phone number in case you need to call me. You have certainly anything that you want to discuss or any help that you can or support that you can give us. Please feel free to make us aware. The phone number that you would call if you needed to call in, that's not here. The phone number here is always going to be the same, by the way, on the Rightly Dividing. If you needed to call in as a guest, it's 516-531-9481. That would be the number that you would call if you wanted to call in the blog, Rightly Dividing the Word during one of our online sessions, and you had something you wanted to say in real time, that would be the number that you would use. If you just wanted to call me specifically, and it was something you wanted to share, the number that you would call is 404-289-2065. You just leave a message, and I'd be certain to call you back at my earliest convenience. Thank you for your time. Please subscribe, please. To the YouTube channel, Spirit and Truth. That's with the and sign, social. We need 100 subscribers in order to get a personalized YouTube address. What's happening now, it's a bunch of squiggles and so forth after Spirit and in Truth Social. So for the purposes of marketing ministry and, you know, any kind of marketing materials we want to put out, we certainly want to have a personalized URL address. So if you could help us with that, we'd greatly appreciate it. Thank you for all of your support over the years, and may God bless you. Have a great day.